I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We thought it was a perfect opportunity to do a round of Scar Wars. Your crazy battle scars, how you got a scar on your body. You were doing something crazy, wild, maybe even stupid. We'll give you that. 869-1093, the power lines are going crazy with your Scar Wars stories this morning. How about you?
Yeah, actually, me and my brother both got a scar on the same day from the same, device. It was a little mini wooden bat. you got from, the Wranglers game back when Wichita had the Wranglers.
Oh yeah, those little mini bats, they were about 9-10 inches long.
Yeah. And one day, my school took us on a field trip, and I bought that as a souvenir. And I get on the bus to go home, and one of my little friends stepped onto it and was like, "Hey, I want to see that, I want to see that." And I was like, "No," because I was a kid, it was mine. And he let go, and it whacked me on my mouth, and I had a bloody lip. I have a scar on my upper lip. And then we go home, and not 2 hours later, me and my brother and my neighbors are all having a fight downstairs and throwing DVDs and CDs everywhere. And the person who did it to me was the little brother of the kid that actually ended up hitting my brother with the bat. The two brothers end up hitting me and my brother both, and we both have a scar from them with the same bat.
That damn bat.
Yeah, right?
I know. My mom was like, "Trash!"
Good God. Yeah, I guess I had my share of injuries that I inflicted on others with those little mini bats because, I felt like it was a perfect opportunity to doink somebody in the head.
Oh, my God. Your poor siblings. You're so angry.
Yes, in his eyebrow, at least. Yes, in his eyebrow. Mine's on my upper lip, so you can see mine.
Wow, sounds like you and your brother went hard a lot of times.
Rough kids.
I remember those days.
Oh, yeah. Fun times, too. That's awesome. Yeah. And, of course, the bat is no more.
Actually, my mom made me, she was like, "Get rid of that now." And she wanted to burn it. And I was like, no. And she threw it away. I dug through the trash and kept it. So I still have it.
Dang.
Ooh, that bat may be possessed by Hap Dumont.
It's cursed.
It's mine. I kept it. I was like, "Forget that. I'm keeping it."
That's awesome. Well, it meant something because you bought it with your own money. There you go.
That's right.
What a story this morning. Well, thank you for calling and sharing that with us, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Wow, that's what it is. It's Scar Wars. You got a crazy scar. How did you get it? 869-1093.
About 20 years ago, I was shot literally point blank in the face with a shotgun on my left side.
No.
What?
By half an inch.
Dang.
How did you survive that?
I just happened to turn my head just right, and it took all the fat tissue out of my cheek.
Holy.
Why did the person, the trigger man, want to do that? What was going on with that whole thing?
It was an accidental shooting. Oh. I can honestly say I know what a pheasant and quail feel like. Number 6 bird shot.
Dang.
Did you have buckshots to continue to work themselves out of your face over the years?
They haven't worked themselves out, but I got 3 of them next to the spine, and I got 23 of them that are embedded inside.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy. Now, do you have, half a face?
No, actually, I have a nice, about an 8-inch scar from underneath, right underneath my chin all the way to my left ear.
You are lucky to be alive today.
You really are. Oh, my goodness.
Do you still talk to the person that accidentally did this?
Oh, yeah. We're still friends.
Dang.
I bet you don't let him handle guns when you're around him.
Well, I was gun shy for a long time.
How long did it take you to heal from this shotgun wound to the face?
Believe it or not, it took a week for the stitches to come out.
Wow. You're like a walking superhero.
Wow. That's an amazing story. I don't think I've ever talked to a shotgun in the face survivor. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.